brought to you by Penguin.
Sweetness in the Skin by Ishi Robinson, read by Deja Bowens. Bad family better than empty pigsty. Better to put up with a bad family than be alone in the world. Pumpkin. My name is Pumpkin Patterson. Well, my name is Akeisha Agnes Edna Patterson, but when my Auntie Sophie first saw my yellow jaundiced body, she said I looked just like a little underripe pumpkin. So that's what she called me, and it stuck with everyone else, except my mother, who never really called me anything at all. If Auntie Sophie had her way, I would be a Renee or a Simone, an Amelie or maybe a Gabrielle. Names like those are feminine and gentle, she says. Names like those go to good schools, become lawyers and doctors, marry names like Sean and Damien and Craig and Edward, and give birth to names like Asha and Abigail and Jonathan and Michael. Names like those have lives filled with opportunities. But Akeisha is harsh in your ear. A verbal attack. A karate chop. With its tough-as-nails K and that explosion of shah. You might have a picture in your head when you hear the name Akeisha, and it's most likely not of a Supreme Court judge or a brain surgeon. When you're an Akeisha, you have to unbuild the picture of you that someone's created in their head. But if Auntie Sophie wants a thing, you can be certain that my mother will do everything in her power not to let her have it. So, Akeisha it is. A nod to my father Akil, who is the very definition of an absentee father. So sure, by all means, let us honour him through my name. It's not unusual in certain parts of Kingston to have a name like Pumpkin. We've got cherries, peaches and puddings galore. There's Jim Livingston up the road, who we all call Wunny, ever since he lost his leg in unknown circumstances. There's Bigger, who is as thin as a steak knife turned sideways and runs a construction site for a big name family. And Scallion, who is tremendously fat and drives a taxi, weighting it down so heavily that the tyre on his side is almost flat. Bubbles is the hairdresser two roads over where my mother gets her weaves and extensions and gossip. And there's Stammer, who hangs around Bubbles' salon, always hoping she'll take notice of him, but whose stutter holds him back from telling her how he feels. Nutty, the peanut vendor, Broomy, the broom vendor, Puncies and Biggers and Tallmans, and naturally, if you have buff teeth, Titus. Not to mention all the people named, for example, Everton Ellis Brown, but who are called inexplicably Robert. Because him look like a Robert, his mother might say if pressed. So no one blinked an eye at Pumpkin. I am 11 years old, and I live with my mother, my grandmother and my Auntie Sophie almost downtown on Potter's Lane, an area that is not good but is not quite as bad as it could be. We are squished together in a tiny two-bedroom house made of concrete instead of clapboard, with a proper roof instead of a flat piece of corrugated iron that would save itself at the first sign of a hurricane. The houses on our street have a look about them as if they're turning their backs on each other, each ashamed of itself. Some are propped up on piles of concrete blocks, like them wearing flood pants, my grandmother Cecile likes to say. Some are painted in the brightest colours of the rainbow, pink and blue and yellow. I like the bright colours, but Auntie Sophie says they're the cheapest ones. A few, like the one my best friend Tamara lives in, are white and crisp with flat solid roofs and deep brown lattice windows. Stush people else, Grandma Cecile would sniff sometimes when we walked past. Grandma would prefer to live in one of those. Auntie Sophie wants to live as far as possible above the halfway tree clock. Our house is somewhere in the middle. The top half painted seafoam green, the bottom half rust-stained, exposed concrete, like the paint just gave up halfway. We have a bathroom so small you have to cotch on the sink to close the door, but at least it's inside with running water, although that's always cold. There are hollow concrete blocks that serve as steps to the front door and a warped rusty gate that leads into a small front yard covered with gravel and a small backyard covered with crabgrass, with a huge plum tree I used to climb. Tamara's father is a successful mechanic.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?